Trevor, kind of start with a non-football one. Have you been keeping up with the storm that has gone through Haiti?
I have a little bit. We have some connections over there still, and just trying to stay updated the best that we can. And, you know, that's really just a tough deal that they're having to go through, but they're trying to be prepared for whenever something does happen. You know, obviously praying that it's nothing extremely significant, but definitely having a plan in place.
Kind of hit home since you were just there.
Yeah, definitely. We still kind of communicate with some of our translators and things like that, and it's just a scary time for them. Obviously, you know, still recovering from the earthquake that happened in 2010, and obviously a country that doesn't necessarily have the resources that they're capable of just bouncing right back up. So it's you know, it hurts my heart a little bit, and so just continuing to pray that nothing bad happens.
Kind of flip into football now. Do you sense a little bit of more excitement around the area now that this is such a huge game coming up?
I feel like any time you win, you continue to win, each game gets more and more exciting. And that's a good thing. You know, you want to have excitement around your program. You want to have College game day coming to your school and, you know, face a big-time opponent like Tennessee. That's what you play college football for. And then, obviously, when you win games like that, it propels you into something much bigger. And so we're really excited about this week and everything that comes along with it. Yeah, you know, I actually was up at Tennessee last year, and that was an incredible atmosphere, and we got the win up there, and then I played against them the year before that, and they're a solid program. Always come to play and have great players, and they're always a matchup that you look on the schedule and know you have your work cut out for you.
Number 9, Derek Barnett. What are your thoughts on what separates him from other defensive
players? He's just an incredible player. The things that he can do, he can kind of do it all. He's extremely athletic. He's extremely powerful and strong as well. And he's a force to be reckoned with. So, I know our guys are excited about that challenge, but you definitely can't look past the fact that he's a really good football player.
How much did your phone blow up the last time you were the quarterback of a team that was playing on a college game day?
It blew up, pretty big time. Yeah, that was a fun deal. That was a long time ago now. But again, that's what it's all about, you know, playing in big time games and playing well in big time games. So,
is it crazy to think that it was that long ago? Because it was like a few years. You know, is it crazy? How long ago does that feel like?
Feels like forever ago. I turned 23 years old yesterday. I'm an old man, and so, you know, I've been around for a while. But again, you take memories like that, and those are things that you'll tell your kids and grandkids down the road. So it's fun.
Been a while since you guys have been at home. How exciting is it to come back home with a big matchup like this?
Yeah, it's about time. You know, we talk about kind of the grind of a season. And, you know, here we are in our sixth game in a row, and we've been on the road the last 3 weeks. And so it's going to be nice to stay home and get back into our routine here and then, you know, play a really big game knowing that we have a bye week next week. And there's always something that comes with that. It just, you know, leave it all out on the field. You know, you got next week off, and we know we got a great opponent after that, but we're taking, you know, 1 week at a time and knowing that big time game, big time atmosphere, and leave it all out on the field.
With the way these guys have won the last couple of weeks, you're gonna have to play a full 60 minutes.
There's no doubt. They've done an incredible job of battling back. You know, they've been down in a couple of their ball games. I believe I saw they were down pretty significantly in 4 of their ball games so far, and they came back and found a way to win. And that's what great teams do. And so we realize that they're a great team, and we are going to have to play all 60 minutes because they're capable of coming back down to the wire at the end of the ball game. They've made a bunch of big plays to put them in a position to win.
When you look at this Tennessee team, does it look significantly different from the defensive side than the Tennessee team that you previously faced?
No, I think, you know, they returned quite a few starters from last year. So, I broke them down last year and knew that they were a good defense. And so it's kind of the same thing. They've played really well this season so far, and they're a solid group. So we're excited for it.
You know, I think up until that pick last week, I think that was the longest stretch you've had in college without interception. Why have you been doing a better job to take care of the football?
Just decision making and getting the ball out quickly. I think still improve in a lot of different areas, throwing the football and a lot of different areas on the offensive side of the ball, and that's a good thing. You know, we're 5-0, we're going into our sixth game, and we still realize, and I still realize, we have a lot of room to improve, and so that's a good thing. Just take it 1 week at a time. Want to get 1 week better this week, and hopefully play really well on Saturday.
Is there one thing specifically that has led to a lower interception rate for you this year?
I can't pinpoint one thing. again, I think this offense does a really good job of clearing up the picture for you really easily, and so just taking what the defense gives you.
Guys, you mentioned 5-0. Do some of the guys talk about what's happened the last couple of years after 5-0 and where y'all go from here in terms of finishing 8-5? Obviously, you weren't around for that, but is that a topic at all among you?
I think it is, simply because we would just want to take 1 week at a time. I think to look in the past couple years and realize that we're in the same position that we were, and the seasons didn't necessarily turn out the way that they wanted to, that's, you learn from history. And so I think a lot of guys on this team have been in this position before, and they don't want that to happen again. And so, again, we're not looking forward to, games down the road. We're taking Tennessee this week, but, you got to take it 1 week at a time, and if you do that, I think you can be successful down the stretch.
With Speedy and Ricky both out last week, how much did guys like Jeremy impress you with their play?
Oh, they did an incredible job. We talked all week last week and really throughout the season of there not being a drop-off from our standard. There's a standard that we want to live up to, and regardless who's playing, we have to meet that standard. And I think Jeremy did an incredible job, and Frank Nacho, jumped in there for Ricky and did a really good job, especially in all the run game stuff. And so guys just got to step up. You even look at the defensive side of the ball, guys stepping in there for Miles and things like that. It wasn't the prettiest game in the entire world, but we got a big time win on the road in the SEC, and I feel like we maintained that standard that we seek to play at every single week.